Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Believing, declaring oneself to Christ and his teachings is not very popular in these days. It is enough to go through social media, watch television, or other sources to realize that there is a fierce battle going against God and his church. If a person who grew up in some kind of isolation and was only dependent on the information from the world, from these sources, they would think that God is the greatest enemy of man and that the church is the source of all inequities that appear in the world. The saying, a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth, is often expressed in this way. This false image of God and the church is adopted by many people, and they adopt in themselves a rejecting and even hostile attitude. That is why many Christians, seeing this opposition, lose the courage to testify to the truth and defend their Christian faith. They prefer to remain silent, and sometimes, unfortunately, join this opposition in some cases. But let us not lose our heart. It is true that the present society is too familiar to the scene on Golgotha. But we must remember that Christ did not cease to be God and King even on the cross. The crucified Christ, whom we meet in the many forms of today's world, is a test of our faith. His power will be experienced by everyone who accepts him as their King and Savior. The criminal who was crucified at the right hand of Jesus discovered Christ's dignity under circumstances that are so difficult to understand. He walked the way of the cross with Jesus. He saw how they nailed him to the cross. He sees him in the same situation that he is experiencing himself. This criminal, who is joined with the crowd by insulting Christ, is still searching for the truth at the last moments of his life. Listens to his voice of his heart and does the most important thing in his life. In the midst of mockery that points to Jesus' powerlessness, he believes in Christ's power. In the midst of blasphemy and unbelief, he converts his heart and confesses his faith to Christ by saying, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the crucified Savior promises him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Our attitude towards Jesus as the ruler of our lives is and will be constantly tested. We will always see him portrayed by the world more like a criminal on the cross, as a humiliated person, as helpless, as worthless to society, mocked by many and in whom they do not believe. Will we pass the test of our faithfulness to God? The cross showed disdain at first, but today the cross is venerable. It was first a symbol of condemnation, but today it is hope for salvation. So let us imitate the criminal who had change of heart. Let us be open and yearning for a change of our heart. Christ shows us the way to strengthen our faith so that in the various critical situations of today or tomorrow or next year, we can confess our faith in Christ, our King and Savior, as did the criminal next to him. Let us every single day remember to say, to beg, to promise. The words of the criminal, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Glory to Jesus Christ.